Part 4, Conscious Choices. Desire constitutes mimesis, which is a non-conscious imitation of others. It's an imitation that is appropriative or acquisitive. Mimesis seeks to obtain the object that the model desires. The function of culture is to control and channel this potential conflict over the object. Mimesis is always along a continuum. Sartre's idea of the project, or Kierkegaard's subjectivity as passionate inwardness and choice, are other ways to describe it. It's something bigger and other than desire on its own. That was all James Williams, the Girard reader. We have to realize that a creative being lives within ourselves, and whether we like it or not, that we must get out of its way, for it will give us no peace until we do. Certain kinds of egotism and ambition, as well as certain kinds of ignorance and timidity, have to be overcome, or they will stand in the way of the creator. That was from M.C. Richards' Centering. That nature abhors a vacuum may be only a modern Western idea of nature. Different schools of Buddhist thought, for instance, consider the seeds of all existence to be contained in a substratum void, so that care for emptiness is what allows the seed to emerge. From James Hillman, Kinds of Power. Perfection can be obtained by embracing stillness and constant prayer. Unless a man has received all in certainty the grace of the Comforter, he will be unable to perform constant and unceasing prayer restfully. When the Spirit dwells in a man, he never ceases to pray, since the Spirit himself always prays. The movements of a pure heart and mind are gentle cries, whereby the pure chant in a hidden manner to the hidden God. That's from Saint Isaac the Syrian. The whole joy of being human, being a human being, is to realize the difficulty in reaching one's aim. The higher the aim, the greater the difficulty, and the greater our humility and joy. That's from Nadia Boulanger in Don Campbell's Master Teacher. The problem is that ego can convert anything to its own use, even spirituality. The teachings are treated as an external thing, a philosophy which we try to imitate. We do not actually want to identify with or become the teachings. So if our teacher speaks of renunciation and of ego, we attempt to mimic renunciation of ego. That's from Chogram Trungpa's Cutting Through Spiritual Materialism. Artists are especially susceptible to negative influences of envy. We envy the perfect sound, other musicians' skills, others' artistry, others' creative spirits, and others' technical skills. Mimetic desire in some form is at the root of the musical problems of most musicians. When we are envious of the, quote, perfect sound, and that perfect sound is not created by the ensemble, the mimetic cycle is instantly set in motion. We must go to that place that is loving, caring, selfless, self-emptying, helping, and trusting. If we don't, human nature will thrust its spirit to a place of anger, mistrust of the ensemble, mistrust of self, inhumanness, and varying degrees of violence in both gesture and words, and a general state of frustration. The most predominant characteristic of bad mimesis in a band leader or musician in general is self-mutilation. Mimetic processing can take one of two paths. One of default, i.e. I want to be perfect, or anger, or self-mutilation, or mistrust. Inhumanness, acts of inhumanity, violence and frustration, scapegoating, and developing a cover story. Or it can be a learned choice of love, care, selflessness, allowing, acceptance of self and others, self-emptying, helping, trust, and ensouling of self and the ensemble. Mirrored mimesis is when the sound that the band leader hears is a reflection of his own mimesis. Scapegoating is blaming a certain section or a particular musician or a cause other than oneself. And a scapegoating dynamic can destroy an ensemble and eventually cripple the music making. ultimately the music suffers the most. Choosing a proper mimetic path is not only a musical issue, but is a profound life issue which will change the quality and interiority of one's life. To acquire good mimesis, you will it. You consciously choose it and push yourself to go there and stay there. Stay there during every minute of the rehearsal, stay there during every minute of the warm-up before the concert, and be there throughout the entire concert. The envy of the beautiful sounds in life through music are what makes us musicians. To focus only on the technique and interpretation of the music can result in a hardness in the tone that is a direct result of the inability to love and care for people during the rehearsal process. These people are generally cynics because they constantly engage in bad mimetic processes. Such people are cynics because they constantly engage. Bad mimetic processes make people become cynics as they criticize every other musical performance they hear. They're critical of colleagues and have a general inability to respect what others can offer. They're unable to see themselves embroiled in the terrible mimetic predicament they have put themselves. They use sheer force of their technical musicianship and control to bring about musical performances. Love, care, humbleness, and selflessness must be a constant. Tell yourself that you will love and care during the music rehearsal and performance process. Love yourself and your gifts. Be constantly self-emptying, loving, and caring for others. The self-emptying process is known as kenosis. Being aware of bad mimesis is half the battle. Gaining access to the correct mimesis can only be gained through quiet and stillness. By being still, you are able to make yourself less so that the music can speak clearly through the ensemble. There must be a time before rehearsal and performance where the musician is quiet in order to set proper mimetic acquisition in motion. The only way to describe the feeling of that inner place is spacious in feeling and calm. You must make the conscious choice to be still. The world will not give it to you. The first condition of personhood is freedom. Understanding what it is to be a person and to respect the personhood of another is one of the greatest challenges to musicians. Personhood requires that one give to others freely. Kenotic love, by definition, is completely self-emptying love. As musicians, we should give our art over to the other persons. Art itself is alive. As a musician, you should strive to unmake your personality in front of people so that they become more. You become less so that others become more. You become less so that the music becomes more. Access this stillness from which musical intuition speaks by setting aside time each day for you to be quiet, or doing yoga, or having a journal, or practicing Tai Chi, or praying, or just breathing. Suggested in reading in this area is Praying Body and Soul by Gabriel Galcacci, Sadhana, A Way to God by Anthony DeMello, and When True Simplicity is Gained by Martin and Micah Marty. In the ancient world, the organ of perception was the heart. It was also the place of imagination. That's from James Hillman, The Thought of the Heart and Soul of the World. A man who craves esteem cannot be rid of the causes of grief. St. Isaac the Syrian. How do you keep deepening within yourself but still remain able to connect in a human way with the musicians who sit with you? You have to balance being, doing, and having. The elements of being and doing contribute to what we have come to know as the heart. Being heart-centered involves listening and love. It involves just being and proper mimetical processing and choices and seeds that should continually send roots deeper. From there, and only from there, you can practice kenotic self-emptying love, vulnerability, treating all musicians and human beings as equals. Instability in music is caused by deep instability within the people making the music, which occurs at the most profound and deep levels within them, almost unconsciously. On the other hand, just being is making the right mimetical choices, consciously choosing love over anger instead of hurting, loving oneself instead of engaging in self-mutilation, and exhibiting on all occasions profound human care and love. It is one's depth and overall interiority of soul which causes music to speak in the most compelling of ways. One's faith as an artist is a capacity for wonder. The human spirit behind each musical idea can only be transmitted through those that are fully connected to their own soulfulness through deepening.